James chapter 2. James chapter 2. Verse 1. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For there come under your assembly a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment. And ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, Sit thou here in a good place, say to the poor, Stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool. Are ye not partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts? Verse 9. But if you have respect to persons, you commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. So he says to be a respecter of persons is a sin. To show a preference to one above another because of their station or their attire or something. But you know, God is a respecter of persons. Isaiah 66. There are some things that God does show a preference for, a special respect for. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 1. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? For all these things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. God respects that. Chapter 57, verse 15. Isaiah 57, 15. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. God says, I dwell with them. Psalm 34, verse 18. Psalm 34, verse 18. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Psalm 138 and verse 6. Psalm 138, 6. The Lord be nigh. Though the Lord be not high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Probably the best illustration of that is the publican and the Pharisee. The Pharisee came into the temple and, oh, I'm such a great one, and all the praise he's heaping on himself. And then the publican stayed back in the back and smote his chest and said, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. God respected the publican. Didn't even pay attention to the Pharisee. Because he said he prayed with himself there in Luke. One more, 1 Peter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. First Peter chapter 5 and verse 5. Likewise, the younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subjection one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, like he did with Joseph. Joseph just humbled himself, whatever station he was in, and served faithfully. And God lifted him up. So God respects the lowly and the broken. God respects those who fear him. Look at Psalm 147. Psalm 147. And verse 10. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. Those that fear him and hope in his mercy. And again, that's what that publican was doing. God, I'm the sinner. I deserve nothing from you. Be merciful to me. God respects those who fear him. God respects the meek. Isaiah 29. Keep your finger here. We'll be coming back to Psalms in just a second. Psalm 149. But Isaiah chapter 29. Verse 19. The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice, and the Holy One of Israel. And Psalm 149 and verse 4. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. And then 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. First Peter 3 and verse 3. Whose adorning, let it not be the outward adorning of the plaiting the hair, the wearing of gold, or the putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. That meek and quiet spirit, God values, respects. It's a great price. Not only meekness, but also weakness. Psalm chapter 8. Psalm chapter 8 and verse 2. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength, because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. God uses the weak. And then Matthew 11, 25. Matthew 11, 25. At that time Jesus answered and said unto thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes, the weak. God's not looking for the strong, he's looking for the weak. Because the weak depend upon him, and he respects that. The workers of righteousness. Look at Acts chapter 10. I think Dean used this in Sunday school this morning in Acts chapter 10 of Cornelius, where he's praying. He was a just man and devout, feared God with all his house, gave alms and prayed always. Drop down to verse 34, chapter 10, verse 34. This is after Peter has come to him. He's preached to them, and the Holy Ghost has fallen upon them. And verse 34 of chapter 10, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The thing that got the message to Cornelius was because of that right there. Now, he wasn't saved because of that, but he got the message to be saved because of that. Because he feared God. He was a righteous man. Look at Genesis chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4. Verse 3. Genesis 4, 3. In the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought the fruit of the ground, an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. Go over to Hebrews 11 now. Hebrews chapter 11 for a little bit more detail on this situation here. Hebrews 11 and verse 4. Hebrews 11, 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. It was a more excellent sacrifice. It wasn't the fruit of his own doing. It was of the flock, of that which God had produced, giving back to God what he'd given to him. And of course, the blood was shed in that as well. So God respects the lowly and the broken. God respects those who fear him and hope in his mercy. God respects the meek and the weak and those who work righteousness. Look at Colossians 3 now. Colossians chapter 3. In verse 12. In this, he's told them to put off some things prior to this. When we studied that, I think you might remember that. The mortifying your members upon the earth and so forth. And he comes down to verse 12 and he says, put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. He says, put these things on, because those are the things which God respects. Those are the things that gains an attentive ear of God when we make our prayer to him. Amen?